pretty easy work it was in young professor days, sitting in padded swivel chair, fingers flying on Smith Corona keys, carriage return ringing and slapping, typing memos to colleagues about revisions in curriculum. Sunny Plato in The Heritage of Man? Notes from Underground? No Exit? Ruminate, expatiate, cogitate, and evaluate. Compose, revise, and rip out crackling bond with a zip. Another brilliant memo, if I do say so myself. But it's awfully easy work for a grown man. What am I practicing for? Denial of tenure, divorce, and 25 years of carpentry later, sheetrock and 2x4s by the truckload, post hole digger and 57 sacks of concrete mixed and poured in a day, 20-foot redwood decking so green and wet and heavy the birds were singing in it last week, snaked down a narrow walkway and boosted above my head around the corner into the customer's backyard. Heavy boxes of tools upstairs and down, dusty attics and muddy crawl spaces, slinging a long, dense dug fir 2x12 on the horses and measuring, marking, bending down in the July sun and picking up heavy worm drive saw for the 100th time this day. I'm tired. At age 62, this is not easy work. Next morning, drag out of bed, wolf buckwheat and coffee, hoist body into truck. On horses, the plank still sits. Grunt down, grip the saw. And grand surprise, the smooth black handle welcomes my curling morning fingers and palm like a long-time lover's wrist. The saw lifts in balance like a bird taking flight and nestles on the board's end, waiting. Aluminum square in the left hand slings and rings against edge of wood, thumb firm. Slide square against saw, aim blade at the pencil mark, look sharp, pull the trigger, and slip saw ever so slow till a tiny nick appears, a little right or left. Go for it now, whine, saw, dust, an empty space 1/8 inch wide floats across the board, leading invisible teeth. Whomp. Oh, yes. Hands know how to do this, and they love it. Keyboard, too. I'll live this one more day.